Welcome back to North of Shy, the Barrett and Warner North Shore podcast. My name is Eric Schwinger, and I'm sitting here with kind of a skeleton crew today. We've only got a couple of other hosts with us today. Ian Robinson.
Hello, everybody.
Catherine Leonard.
Hello there.
And we've got a really fun episode in store today. We're interviewing one of my favorite people in the world, Matt Fetterman.
Oh, thank you.
So Matt Fetterman is Baird & Warner's digital video producer. So welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you. And I prefer video producer extraordinaire. I think we're going to change that in my business.
Video producer extraordinaire.
You're modest.
We were talking before we turned the mic on, and maybe your title should be everyone's buddy. Because everyone loves Matt. He's a super fun guy, and he creates some really awesome content for us. So Matt, your title that you have right now, digital video producer, is pretty self-explanatory, right? Obviously, you're producing video for Baird & Warner. But can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what kind of video you're producing, who you're producing this video for, any other details about your position at Baird & Warner that our listeners might be interested in hearing about?
Absolutely. Well, so my role is kind of dual. I'm helping agents create content for their social media, whether it's listing videos, social media videos. We're going to be rolling out some branding video options coming out in Q2. But then I also do a lot of corporate initiatives, whether it's working with, you know, going to Mexico and shooting fun videos, or the manager's recognition brunch we just had. And it's kind of, they have me all over the place. So it's, if it's video and it has to do with Baird & Warner, chances are you're saying it's probably something that I produced.
Fantastic. So you are on staff at Baird & Warner. You're Baird & Warner's video producer.
Right? I sure am. I came on board in May of last year. I'd run a pretty successful independent company creating content for agents at many brokerages. And I was approached by Baird & Warner and said, hey, you want to come do that just for us? We keep hearing about your name. And we had this idea about, you know, more trying to do more video within the company. And, you know, I came on board, and it's been a fun ride so far.
And can I just put in a plug about that? That is unusual for a brokerage to have their own videographer. And so I'm feeling pretty great about that. I think we're very lucky here at Baird & Warner.
Yeah, I've been working with lots of different brokerages, and to my knowledge, no other brokerage has their own in-house video production for agents. So it's definitely something that's unique within the business.
And we're beginning to hear agents say, well, I'm going to call Matt. So they know where to go and what to do. And I think that's half the battle.
Absolutely.
A lot of people may want to do a video. They just don't know what in the world to do. Now they know.
Exactly.
And I've been hearing from a few agents, not with Baird & Warner, that, oh, I can't call Matt anymore. You know, so it's kind of laughed at
things.
But the answer is, for those agents, if you happen to be listening, you still can call Matt. You just need to join Baird & Warner, and then you'll have access to Matt again.
Well played, Ian.
Yeah, it's funny. I do once in a while, you know, in the summertime last summer, running in a couple of street festivals and see some of my past clients at different brokerages. So I really can't hire you? I'm like, well, you can if you come to Baird & Warner.
Oh, okay. Now, we're very fortunate. So you're a North Shore guy, and have been your whole life, but just give us a little more detail. How did you end up here?
So grew up on the North Shore. I spent 20 years in the music and audio business, producing music and talk radio on XM and podcasts and voiceovers and things like that. And I saw the change in the music business in 2015, 2016, and kind of decided it was time to try something new. I'm turning 40 at the time, and so I was having lunch with my mother, who happened to be a retired real estate agent. And I said, I think I'm going to get into video. And I looked at some different industries, and she says, what about real estate? And I looked at that, and it was 2015, 2016. And I looked online at what video was in real estate, and it was horrible. I mean, it was so bad. It was pictures floating across the screen with really bad, low resolution music. It was just cheesy. I'm going, well, I can do better than this. I don't know anything about video, but I know I can take my production skills and do better than this. So I said, well, what if I could take, learn how to fly a drone, learn video. And I remember from years of watching HGTV, what if I could make a home listing video look like HGTV, super colorful. And then what if I could take it one step further, take my audio background and add a voiceover to it so that the viewer knew where their eyes are supposed to be going. So you can show a photo of a kitchen or a video of a kitchen, but what am I supposed to be seeing? I mean, an agent knows, but as a viewer, I don't know if that's marble countertops, quartzite countertops. Is that stainless steel? Is that not? Like, I don't know. I mean, it looks like a wood floor, but I don't know. It's a heated wood floor. So things like that. So I kind of took my audio background, learned video, and put together some voice narrated listing videos. And I thought it was a crazy idea, and I'll never forget. The very first office I ever presented to was the Highland Park Baird & Warner office. And it took me about 6 months of, you know, working the assistant manager at the time, who then finally introduced me to the manager at the time. And I came in and presented, and I was so nervous. And I just said, "Hi, I'm Matt Futterman. I'm the son of a real estate agent." And everyone laughed. And I'm like, "And I made this." And I played the video. And that was my presentation. And at the end of it, the response was, "Oh my gosh, how did you do that? How did you make that home come alive on a screen?" And that's kind of where it started. And I recently, right before I came back to Baird & Warner last year, I recently revisited those first few videos that I presented. They're so bad by my standards today. But it was really impressive when you compared it against what was at the time. It really was something that agents had never seen before. And I kind of felt like I was onto something.
So you found your niche. And then you've evolved now to some social media on the part of agents. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the listing video thing took me pretty far. And when the pandemic hit, it went from the entire industry evolved. I remember going into offices before the pandemic and agents would say things like, "That's amazing, but photos are fine. That's how we do business. Photos are fine." Well, fast forward, and with everyone stuck at home, but people wanted to sell houses, how do you show a house virtually? All those agents that said photos are enough, all of a sudden my phone was ringing off the hook. Video is here. Help me. So that kind of ran its course, the need for listing videos. Mm-hmm. And as that kind of that part of my business slowed down, I realized, wow, agents now realize social media is where it's at. There's so much more I can help them with, creating social media videos, creating videos that can help them bring themselves and their brand to the online audience beyond just graphics. Because video is so dynamic, your brand comes to life. You know, it's not just one perfect image that may or may not actually be you. It showcases your personality. It showcases your voice, how you speak, how you carry yourself, how you dress on a day-to-day basis. All of those things are things that potential clients can connect with. And so I kind of got into that and learned how to really help agents find their brands through video.
What's the biggest obstacle that agents have? I know what I hear, but I want to hear what you think.
As far as getting into video?
As far as the agents saying, "Yeah, video me."
Fear.
Yeah.
It's fear. It's fear of being on camera. It's fear of looking bad in front of family and friends, potential clients. Mm-hmm. I get that. But what I tell agents is, you didn't know how to ride a bike at one point, but you learned. You didn't know how to use a computer, but someone taught you how to do it. Being on camera is the same way. It takes practice. The best part about working with me and working with me on balance and Baird & Warner is that you're not just getting a videographer, you're getting a coach. I don't just show up and say, "Okay, what are we doing?" You know, I'm there to coach you through the process. I'm there to really help you feel comfortable and get the best version of you captured in video. But beyond that, I know a lot of agents, "Well, I can just shoot myself. I have an iPhone. I can do it myself." You absolutely can. But do you know how to edit it? Do you know how to take three takes and edit all the best pieces out of it and make a cohesive narrative arc in 60 seconds or less? That's what I bring to the table when I help my agents. And that's the big differentiator between working with someone like me and just calling an outside vendor to say, "Hey, I need a video guy to show up and do this." That's part of the reason that maybe our pricing is very competitive, but you're not just getting a video guy, you're getting a coach and a video guy and an editor.
Right.
So Matt, I heard you slip in the notion or the word balance. Could you tell our listeners how your video work is a part of our balance program?
Absolutely. So first of all, if you haven't used balance is one of the coolest things I've heard about. Not to tie it back to my mom, but when I first came to the company and described to my retired agent mother what balance was. Her response was, wow, if my brokerage had that when I retired, I wouldn't have retired. Because she retired because she moved to Arizona half the year. And anyway, so my involvement is balance is just like contract care, Get Social, instant assistant. I am
listing launch.
Thank you. I am one branch of the umbrella that is balance, video production is. And there's a lot of overlap there. I help create social media videos. And if you work with Get Social, all your social media videos go straight to get your Get Social specialist. If you have me do listing videos and you're with Listing Launch, it, you know, seamlessly goes to Listing Launch. So my job here is to help agents that may be doing video or not doing video to either elevate what they're doing for themselves or help them get their foot in the door to get into the video world in a way that's not intimidating. And that, as we discussed earlier, that fear factor is the biggest inhibitor of agents kind of really right. embracing video.
So video is a crucial part, I think, of the balance program, which, just to recap here, is for lack of a better word, an a la carte menu of services that agents can sign up for and purchase for really minimal costs vis-a-vis what they get to alleviate their workload for kind of the day-to-day crunch things, whether it's the paperwork for a listing, the setting up all the details after you get a contract, et cetera. And video is a crucial part of that.
Absolutely.
They know where to go for that.
Absolutely. The other thing I was going to say with regard to balance and video and how the different programs intertwine with each other is, for example, I create a lot of the videos I do will create a version for Google My Business. And agents, if you don't, if you've not claimed your Google My Business profile, do it ASAP. It is like the number one way people are found. I mean, Google is everything, and getting a business profile there is key. And a lot of agents haven't done it because they don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. It's time consuming to do it. Well, Instant Assistant has a service that can claim your Google My Business page for you for a very small fee. It's just a really great investment. It's just a good example of don't have the time to do it. Here's a great place to do it. And if I'm creating videos for you, it automatically goes there as well.
Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah, we joke that even your family members would Google you. Somebody said, why don't you work with them in real estate? They'll look you up and you got to be there. Tell us from your experience, what types of social media posts do the best?
The best social media posts are the ones that, believe it or not, they're not about you. Mm. I have this philosophy when it comes to creating social media content and using social media content to grow a sphere of influence and start using your social media to gain trust among potential clients. And the number one videos I see used are where you shine your spotlight on someone or something else. So if I'm an agent and I'm trying to, we're here in Glenbrook office, so Northbrook. If I was an agent in this office, I would try and concentrate on to position myself as an expert in my community, highlight local community organizations that you frequent, local businesses, restaurants, your favorite, if you try to cater to younger families, your favorite toy stores, your favorite daycare centers, highlight them, shine your spotlight on them, tag them in your social posts. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to share that video post with their followers. So all of a sudden, you're now combining spheres of influence, and you'll start to see your followers increase. And again, it's all about using social media to gain trust within your sphere of influence.
And we have a guest coming up in one of our next sessions who does just that. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting to hear what she says.
And it's funny, not to jump in there.
Yeah.
She came to me before I was at Baird & Warner to help her create those videos. Mm-hmm. And then I came to Baird & Warner, and during the transition process, it didn't meet up with the timeline. So she found a great videographer, and she really took the bull by the horns and is doing a fantastic job. So whether you use me, yourself, an outside vendor, getting into video is crucial. I mean, that's just where the audience is. And there's also an expectation of video. Think about when you go to buy a car. Any large purchase, you're going to research that purchase and you're going to want to see video. Whether you're researching an agent, you're going to say, okay, what kind of content are they creating? What kind of marketing cloud? If I hire them, are they doing listing videos? Are they doing the 3D walkthroughs? It's the same thing. You know, it's just like you're not selling a house, you're selling yourself. So use video to sell yourself. Just like if you're buying a car, what's more impactful? A photo of a Jeep sitting on a mountainside with the sun setting? Or is it that Jeep video, you know, off-roading and the music blaring? And that's the more impactful, engaging content that you would, that people respond to.
So crystal ball question. Sorry, excuse me. You were going
to... No. So the only other thing I wanted to ask you with respect to social media is we oftentimes talk about social media as this like monolith, right? Social media. Well, so there's a bunch of different channels in there. What would you say are some of your right now in early 2023? Because I know these things are always changing and evolving, right? New platforms are always out there on the horizon. But right now, if you were to recommend realtors post their video on one or two channels, what social media channels would you recommend? Or does that just depend on who the agent is and where their audience is?
It really depends on who their audience is. And some agents want to be everything to everybody. Some agents want to concentrate on certain demographics. So it would really just depend on your audience. I know I've got some clients that really leverage Facebook successfully because they leverage Facebook communities. So they'll create social content and post it to a community that speaks to them. And one of our agents in the South Loop office, Claudio Popescu, he created a bunch of videos with me in the fall and posted them. He's of Eastern European descent, and he really tries to appeal to that community because that's his background. And he's done very well with these videos. They get thousands and thousands of views and engagement because he's posting video content to his community. And he's been seeing an uptick, I think, in some of his listings. I've had others that are really trying to appeal to a younger audience. So they'll concentrate more on Instagram and TikTok. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to really appeal to a younger audience, I think TikTok is a very powerful platform. I know there's a lot of question marks on its future. But for the time being, I think not experimenting with it, I think, is probably the wrong way to go. Mm-hmm. And with short form content, which is king right now, if I could say one thing, whether I'm producing it or you're producing it, authentic short form content is 2023, 2024. That is what's coming down the pipeline. You know, YouTube just came out with YouTube Shorts, so they're jumping on the bandwagon. Everybody's doing vertical video now. I mean, vertical video is king. That's, you know, the TikTok, Instagram traditional thing. Yeah. So it really depends on your goals and your strategies. There's value in all of them.
That makes sense. And can you just define for us short form content?
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Short form and vertical.
Yes. So short form content is, generally speaking, 60 seconds or less. 30 seconds is better, but sometimes depending upon the message you're trying to get across, you need that extra time. Long form content, it tends to be, you know, in that 5 minutes and above range. People have very short attention spans. So that's why you can pack a good message in 60 seconds. Everybody has 60 seconds of their life. Some people don't have 3 minutes.
That's true.
And vertical versus horizontal. Vertical, think about when you're holding your camera vertically. So instead of, you know, the aspect ratio of a television, for example, that's horizontal. Vertical is if you're watching the TikTok. A TikTok video is generally vertical. Vertical video gives you more screen coverage. So if you're ever flipping through Instagram, for example, and if you're flipping through it and you see these big videos that fill your whole screen, but then you'll come across a video that's like a bar in the middle of your screen with a lot of dead space or above and below, that's seeing a horizontal video on a vertical platform Instagram. So can you post horizontal videos to Instagram? Of course. But you're losing all that dead air, that dead space. It's kind of wasted space. So it's better to shoot, if that's your platform, that's why we shoot everything that's social media oriented vertically. Now, long form content is great for YouTube. And a lot of people, because YouTube is owned by Google, a lot of people want to post that social content there as well, which you should. Every agent should have a YouTube channel because it's owned by Google. Just like you should have a Google My Business because it's owned by Google. And that's the number one search engine on the planet.
Every agent at Baird & Warner has their own YouTube channel automatically, by the way.
Perfect. Then utilize it. Get your branding up there. Put your pictures up there so that it matches all your social media. So anywhere someone goes to find you, there's continuity across the board.
So Matt, should they also post their short form videos to their YouTube channel or just the longer form?
I would post short form and long form to YouTube. Yeah, especially because they started with their YouTube shorts. every time a new platform starts adopting short form video, their algorithms will always favor that content because they want to promote it. So if you put a 2-minute video up about John's restaurant in Naperville, and then you put a 60-second version in vertical of the same thing, YouTube is going to serve up that short version above the long form version because they're pushing that new service. They're pushing that new feature. Just like when Instagram launched Reels, anything that was done as a reel automatically was found faster and pushed out more than a static photo. So
it's all just such great information. Yeah,
that
and
last
things
paragraph
that
is why we need you.
Things that I have no idea about. So thank you for sharing all that. That's just like, I'm a little bit old school, right? Because of my age probably, but I think I always thought horizontal was the way to go with the video because it filled more of a horizontal screen. But now that everyone's doing vertical, it totally makes sense.
Well, on that subject, and then I don't want to expound too long, in our listing video package, for example, that was the struggle early on last year was traditionally you produced horizontal videos because it showcases homes so beautifully. But all of a sudden, all the platforms are going vertical. And when you edit a horizontal video to be vertical, you miss so much of what's around it. Unless you're shooting it vertically, then you can capture it correctly that way.
Yeah.
So one of my ideas was, well, let's do this. When we do a listing video, let's do it both ways. Let's shoot a horizontal video that's unbranded that can go on YouTube and it can put it in MLS and people can have that experience. But let's also do a vertical video. Let's make it 30 seconds, so it's really short form. Agents can be on camera, and we shoot it vertically with all your branding on it. So you get the best of both worlds in that listing video package. So you've got, and we also include some drone photos in there as well. So you really, you get everything you need for your social media, whether it's vertical, horizontal. It kind of checks off all the boxes.
So I'm pretty sure nobody listening would want to do any of this without Matt. That's what I'm taking away. We've got some surprise questions to wrap this up, if we may. So, first one, if you could pick one actor to play you in a movie about your life, who would it be and why?
Kevin Bacon.
That did not take long.
Interesting.
No, Kevin Bacon. Here's why it didn't take long. Kevin Bacon, Footloose, okay, yeah, Quicksilver. He always had the slick back hair, right? But then I've been seeing these commercials he's been doing with his daughter for Tesla, and that's how I treat my daughter. It's like, okay, did you do this? Don't forget this. And like, I so relate to that.
That's fantastic.
So it's like, okay, yeah.
He also plays the guitar, as you do.
He's a musician as well, fantastic.
And now that you mention that, I almost can see it.
Take away the beard.
Thought we were going to throw you with that. No. All right, let's see about this last one.
Plus, you have the whole thing of everybody is seven connections away from in real estate, I think everybody is like maybe two connections away from Matt.
Probably.
That's true. I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, last one to wrap it up. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Oh, I'm an empathetic human. I wish I could share that with more people because I feel like there's not enough empathy in our world. And if I could have a superpower, it would be the ability to help people be more empathetic to other people. Mm. I think that would be it. I'm not sure that's a superpower, but that would probably be it because I think kindness is lacking in a lot of society. And
it sounds like a superpower to me.
Yeah. I'd love that to happen.
And, you know, can I just wrap a bow on this by remembering when we interviewed Steve Baird, we asked him what he wished his would be. And he said to help more people. And now you just said to shine kindness in the world. Is anybody sensing a pattern about our company and why we're all so grateful to be here? And we're grateful to you for this interview. It was fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Thank you, Matt, for joining us today. Ian, Catherine, and Eric here signing off for this episode of North of Shy. We'll see you next time.